Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Welcome everybody, and thank you for joining us. I want to talk to you today about a topic that is a big issue that we need to work on our spiritual eyesight. I think their spiritual blindness is a very common and a popular situation people are in today. There are many biblical things that are scriptural that are false, and to many believers out there, and many believers can't see these things. They have no spiritual vision at all. Spiritually blind, and they're being led astray through deception. And the major reason they're being allowed to be deceived is because they are blind to the truth that will set them free. As the scriptures say, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And many people are blind to this truth, even those that call themselves believers, even those that call themselves Christians, because even though they proclaim Yeshua as their Messiah, they're still being led astray and following a false gospel, and this is creating a tremendous problem. Yes, we need to pray for the spiritual blindness of the so-called non-believers, those that claim not to know Him. But even more so for those that claim to know Him and are being led astray. So much more harmful, so much more damaging is to say you know Him and proclaim and live a false gospel. So we need to get the spiritual vision back and come to see this truth. Put on our spiritual glasses, so to say, and do the things that are going to help us build this up. Let's see what the Bible says about this. It says in John 14, 17 to 20, the Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. And I tell you right now, everybody that's watching and listening, we must understand who Yeshua is, and we must see that with our own spiritual vision to understand this truth. We must understand that He was from the beginning, and He will be to the end. He was in the beginning, and He's here with us now. The spiritual blindness is keeping people from knowing who Yeshua truly is. And the problem is, and the even worse issue is, there are many people claiming Him to be somebody who He isn't. And this is the spiritual blindness. We must uncover this vision and see this truth. And when we think about this spiritual vision, we think about Yahweh is the one that gives it to us and shows us these things. It's as simple as reading our word, our Bible. The person without the vision does not have the spirit and can't see anything but words on a paper. But when you have Yah's spirit and you get that vision, those words literally come alive. Literally come alive. But it's hard for somebody to accept this truth that doesn't have this vision. It's not about the physical vision. As Yeshua said, those that have faith because they can see is one thing, but those that have faith and don't see is another thing. We're talking about the spiritual vision that we can only get through the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. And it says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the person without the spirit does not accept the things that come from the spirit of Yahweh, but considers them foolish, and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. You see, we have to understand this. When we get to understand who Yeshua is and what he's done for us, the people that just read the words and they say, well, you know, how could a man do all this? And how could somebody die and come to life? And you have a lot of so-called non-believers talking about how can somebody die and not come to life? And how can somebody die and come to life again? And how can these miracles be performed? I don't believe it. I don't believe it, whatever. I don't believe this. That's foolishness. But you have even the more wicked, the blindness of the spiritual blindness that's happening when people proclaim that Yeshua is just a man, or Yeshua is just flesh taking away who he truly is. It says in 1 Corinthians 1:18-19, the message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction. But we who are being saved know its very power, the power of our wonderful creator. As the scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intellect. The intelligence of the intelligent. We need to stop trying to figure out things in our own terms of how could this be this and how could this be that. Stop questioning our creator and stop praising our creator is what I tell you. Stop questioning our creator and stop praising our creator. That every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Yahshua is Yahweh is what it says in the scriptures. And we will get this spiritual eyesight and this wisdom that he wants us to have. Matthew 15:14 says, so ignore them. They are blind guides leading the blind. And if the one blind person guides another, they will both fall into a ditch. We must understand the great thing that Yahweh has done for us and the vision that he makes available to us. But we must separate ourselves from the wisdom of the world and the fleshly wisdom that makes us try to intellectualize everything. And how can that be or that can't be? And we must come to understand the true nature of our wonderful creator and everything and anything he can do. At the breath, at one word, he could make this happen. And how his love for us so much. He would love us so much. As he says, he takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. He wants us to change so we can live, so we can have life. But there are so many people out there that are walking around blind, in blindness to know this truth of who Yeshua is. And then they get this contagion of the sin, and they'd rather trust in their own ways instead of his ways. He says in his word, know the plans that I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give us a future and a hope. But man holds true to the saying that there's a way before each person that seems right. But the scriptures say that way is the way that ends in death. Or shall I say in spiritual blindness? And then we start getting filled with things in a spiritual battle that are not of our wonderful creator. And we start doing things with a malice heart. And we start having a unforgiving, unmerciful, just resentful attitude towards life. And we start losing the spiritual battle that's going on. It says in the scriptures, there's a battle that's going on, that's taking place that we can't see, but it's consistently going on. So while we're here fighting and praying for the physical battle, we're not seeing the spiritual battle that's taking place. So here we are getting upset at one another and trying to be right in our own ways and our own eyes. And we're not just submitting to our wonderful creator for who he is and everything he's done for us. We must get this and understand this. It says in 1 John 2:11, but anyone who hates another brother or sister is still living and walking in darkness. Such a person does not know the way to go, having been blinded by the darkness. Only when we understand the love of Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah, can we come to understand what our Creator has done for us in Yahshua. And then we could start to see it. We could start to see it. See it. And get that eyesight. For when Yeshua was healing the blind man physically, he's healed a lot more of us spiritually when we open up our hearts to know his truth. Zephaniah 1:17 says, because you have sinned against Yahweh, I'll make you grope around like the blind. Your blood will be poured out into the dust and your bodies will be lie rotten in the ground. And sadly, there are so many out there that are walking around that are blind. That are blind. And so many of you call it foolishness when you start talking about the truth of Yahshua and who he is and what he's done for us. So much so, these blind people will start mocking you. And I'm not just talking about the non-believers. I'm talking about those people that call themselves believers. They say they have truth and they understand scripture, but they want to intellectualize who our wonderful Creator is and what he's done for us and how he can do it. We need to forget our human wisdom and start looking with our spiritual eyesight and understanding these things. And then we need to understand the spiritual battle that's taking place, and we need to understand who's really blinding us. Who's the one that's really doing these things to us? This is where people need to get it and understand that it is the enemy, Satan, that one is blinding people today. It says in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4, if the good news we preach is hidden behind the veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the God of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news, and they don't understand this message about the glory of Yahshua, who is the exact likeness of our wonderful Creator. That's the problem people are missing today. Yahshua is Yahweh. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And that's what the scriptures say will happen when the spiritual blindness is taken away. But it says in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11:14, but I am not surprised. Even Satan disguised himself as an angel of light, and people are deceived. And people are hardening their heart to this truth. They don't want to believe this truth. They want to defend the lie. They want to defend their blindness. They want to see only what they can think, but they don't want to think about their spiritual eyesight and all the things that they're missing. John 12:39 to 40 says, this is why they could not believe. Isaiah also said he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, so they might not perceive with their eyes and understand with their mind and turn, and I would heal them. We have to get this and understand this. There are so many people out there that call themselves believers that end up denying Yahshua, who he is and what he did for us, because they're lessening in him and not understanding of who he truly is. And what our Creator has done for us through him. So may our eyes be open this day, and may the enemy stop deceiving people. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 to 12 says he will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction, because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So Yahweh will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies. Then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. So we have two situations here of the blind. We have those that will not accept Yeshua on any level at any time. They won't understand who he is and what he's done for us. And they will deny anything to do with the existence of the spiritual battle that's going on in our Creator. And they'll continue to walk in their own ways as an unbeliever, living their life according to their ways and their ideas and everything else. And then there are those that are spiritually blind that will speak with their mouths and claim to know our wonderful Creator. They'll claim to know him and that they're living according to his ways, but at the same time, they're not. They're not. They're living according to the ways of the world, denying scripture. They're denying who our Creator actually is. They're denying who Yeshua actually is, mocking the idea in the oneness of our wonderful Creator. And the spiritual blindness is keeping people's own human intellect away from understanding and getting the spiritual eyesight that we should all see. And to feel that peace and comfort and know Yahweh and who He is. And we see the fruit of it in the way people are. In the way people are. In the humility of people. And we see it. Romans 1:28-32 says, and just as they did not see fit to acknowledge Yahweh, Yahweh gave them over to their deprived mind to do what should not be done. They are filled with every kind of unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, malice. They are rife with envy, murder, strife, deceit, and hostility. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of a wonderful Creator, arrogant, insolent, boastful, contrivers of all sorts of evil, disobedient to parents, senseless, covenant breakers, heartless, ruthless. Although they fully know Yahweh's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die. They not only do them, but they approve of them, of those who practice them. We must acknowledge a wonderful Creator and all He's done for us. Failure to obtain the truth is very clear what's going to happen. It says in Hosea 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected me, I reject you from being priests for me. And to you, since you have forgotten the Torah of your Elohim, I will also forget your children. Scoffing by the spiritually blind, we must open up our eyes and see these things, because the end times that come amongst us, we will get the revelations and the truth, but we want to make sure that it's not too late for us to know who He is and what He's done for us and what He's doing for us. Praise our wonderful Creator for this blessed day, for His holy touch amongst His people, and all the blessings that He bestows amongst us. I pray for this spiritual blindness to be lifted up from our eyes. And I say our eyes, because if there's something that I'm not seeing, if there's something that I'm not seeing, that I would get that vision, Father. You would give me that vision. You would give all of us that vision, that we would never let pride get in the way of humility and understand that we could be missing so much. We are missing so much, but we take joy knowing that, as it says, there are things that are hidden from man, but you will reveal to us the things that we need to see. And you've clearly showed us through the word, through the application, and physically through who Yeshua is. Hallelujah. And what He's come to do for us. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think this, 2 Peter 3, verse 3 and 4 says, above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming? He promised. Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. And Jude 1, 18 to 19 says, they say to you, in the last times, there will be scoffers who will allow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the spirit, the spiritual wisdom, the spiritual eyesight and vision. They're not getting dreams or visions. They don't have the fruit of Yahweh. They're missing out. They're missing out. The senses are so amazing that when our Creator created us, He created us with the senses to feel, to touch, to taste, to see, to hear. And He wants us to desensitize ourselves to the things that He doesn't want us to be hearing certain things and seeing certain things and thinking about certain things, the things of this world. But He wants us to focus every sense we have in a spiritual realm on Yahshua, where we can hear Him consistently, where we could taste and see how good he is. Hallelujah. We can just reach out and touch him. He's there. We know it. And people say, well, how can you do that if there's nothing physically there? Well, how can you taste something that's not there? Well, how can you do that? But you understand when Yeshua takes over your mind, it's just hard to explain to people that are walking in blindness. But the scriptures say, I was blind and now I can see, and there's hope for all of us. There's hope for all of us. Hallelujah. And I pray for you all. I lift you up. I lift you up this day. In Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. 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 1 Corinthians 1:21 says, or since in the wisdom of Yahweh, the world did not know Yahweh through wisdom, it pleased Yahweh through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. We must come to know him on a personal level and understand him on a personal level. The Bible is not a book of confusion, and our creator is not a creator of confusion. It's very clear and very simple when we come to get this spiritual wisdom and know about these things. But people will continually mock him. People will continually deny him and make up their own ways and their own ideas. How could this be and how could that be? Well, how could our creator speak one word into existence the world had come? How could he say one healing thing and prayers are answered? How could the human body stop breathing and then come back to life? How can these things, it's not a question, it's thank you, Heavenly Father, for being in control and doing all of these things, for restoring, for healing, for giving that vision. Don't question our Creator. Don't question the beauty of what Yahweh has created and the reality of what's he created with our spiritual vision. You know, people talk about serving Yahweh or serving man. And that's exactly what's happening. People's doctrines had gotten them away and their spiritual vision taken away from knowing who our Creator is. It says in Matthew 3:15-16, for the hearts of these people are hardened and their ears cannot hear. They have closed their eyes so their eyes cannot see. And their ears cannot hear and their hearts cannot understand. And they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see. And your ears because they hear. Romans 8:7-8 says, for the sinful nature is always hostile to Yahweh. It has never obeyed Yahweh's Torah. And it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please Yahweh. And 1 Corinthians 2:15-16 says, those who are spiritual can evaluate all things. Or they themselves can be evaluated by others, or cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know Yahweh's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Yahshua. Hallelujah. 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 So many people on a human level think, well, they can see. They see this, and they try to judge and make their ideas on what their understanding of certain things is. John 9:39-41 says, Yeshua said, for judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, are we also blind? And Yeshua said, if you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains. That is the essence of this message today. That is it. Thinking you have, or thinking you're seeing something, a false vision that the enemy puts in front of you while ignoring or missing or not seeing the truth of the reality of what's really in front of you. Hallelujah. So remember John 8:11-12. No, Lord, she said, and Yeshua said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. And Yeshua spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, You won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. May we all remember that. May we all know that and understand that. Whenever someone turns to Yahweh, the veil is taken away. 2 Corinthians 3:16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May Yahweh bless you all this day. May you come out of that spiritual darkness, and may you see the light of Yeshua and come to the understanding of knowing who he is and what he's done for us on this blessed day. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And may you all be blessed. Have a blessed day, everybody. And may Yahweh touch you. May Yahweh touch you this day. And those of you that are struggling with this, you're not having the visions, the fruit doesn't seem like it's in your life. This is why we need to pray on a regular, consistent basis. To always be in prayer. To always be in prayer and always be speaking to him and knowing that he's wanting for you to call him because he knows your needs. He knows what you want. He's just waiting for you to call out to him. So ask him. Ask him right now, wherever you are, whatever you're going through. Ask him right now to open up your spiritual eyes. Your spiritual eyes. To close your physical eyes and open up your spiritual eyes. And give you that spiritual wisdom that lacks so many. To come to know the truth. The truth. To truly be set free from the bondage of this world. To stop having the thoughts and stop trying to intellectualize everything and break down the scriptures with your own human thoughts and your own human minds, and you would just come to submit to know the truth of who he is and his beautiful creation and the oneness of our wonderful creator, and to understand from the beginning to the end the truth, and the truth may set you free. Hallelujah. So I just really pray that people are getting this. I pray that everyone comes to understand and accept Yeshua. And I pray for those people out there that have not yet come to understand the importance of the word of our wonderful creator and accepted Yeshua dying for us. But I also pray for my brothers and sisters out there that are confused or defending the idea that Yeshua was just a man, and they would come to know the truth about this as well, according to the scripture. And they would come to understand the truth about Yahweh, and they would be set free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus.